top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, March 4th, 2024, in the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney opines that the DLP administration excels at creating division and misguiding the nation, and he passionately advocates for a change in governance and direction. Taiwanese Ambassador Fan highlighted the long-standing 43 years of friendship between Taiwan and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and donated seeds for backyard gardening on the island. And more than a billion people globally are now considered obese, according to updated estimates from the World Health Organization, WHO,
local,
and an international group of researchers.
Q95.
The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. First off in the news this morning, Fia Lafour certainly created history and made herself, her family, and the country proud on Sunday when she became the first Dominican to win a gold medal at the World Athletics Championship. She attempted only two attempts to win gold in the women's triple jump at the World Indoor Athletics Championships, now taking place in Glasgow, Scotland. Lafour managed a best of 15.01 meters in her second effort, and she was the sole competitor to go over the 15 marker mark. She was the best jump in the world this year. Lianis of Cuba won silver with a leap of 14.90 meters, and Ana Pelletrio Compario of Spain won bronze with a mark of 14.75 meters.
Yo, it's like loading, you know? I feel like at some point this is gonna hit. And I think right now I'm just like really, really proud. I'm proud to have done what I did. I'm proud of, you know, Aaron is my coach and husband, our work. And I'm so proud to be from this small, beautiful country, powerful country in the Caribbean. I'm so sorry. And I am so grateful. You know, I really hope that today was just an inspiration. Today was just a day that just brought joy to my people. I want them to know how much I love them and how much I appreciate them. I want my DOC and my DAA to know how much I'm grateful and how grateful I am for their love, their support, even their prayers, you know, the people that just reach out and wish me a little good luck. And, you know, this is going to hit. It's probably going to hit at like 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'm going to end up like just sobbing in my pajamas. But until then, all I can say is how thankful I am, for one, the opportunity to represent Dominica, and two, just the joy that I'm feeling right now, and I just feel so lucky.
And that was women's triple jump gold medalist Fia Lafour. Pastor Randy Rodney has voiced his concerns about the leadership of the DLP administration, accusing them of mastering the strategy of division and misgovernance. He highlighted the regime's insistence on engaging with religious leaders, even when their actions contribute to the country's downfall. Pastor Rodney emphasized the urgent need for a change in governance and direction, arguing that there are people who prioritize the nation's well-being. He criticized the current regime for what he perceives as insufficient initiatives and called for a change in governance.
The government has been an expert in dividing and ruling the country. So you have pastors who sing your praises, whether you take the country to hell in a handbasket or not. There must be some who have some head money, who have a little bit of wisdom to say, no, that's enough. And I happen to be one of those, among the other pastors who win the gathering, who says that, listen, we have enough. We need to change course. But you all have not been listening, because the only thing the government pays attention to, Matelki, is the people who clap for them. These are the only people that they pay attention to. If you clap for the government, they love you. If you just say something that is not siding them, they hate your guts. So they pull you off. These people don't attend the service at my church. It is an official funeral. It's not in an official funeral. And they think they hurt me. They think they can sideline me and make me poor so that I will come to genuflect for this. That is what is upsetting you, madam. And I think as a professional in finance and accounting, you need to raise your head above the politics and know how to lift the standard of any people. You are right in the statement you made that people must look for multiple streams of income. But you cannot have no multiple if the single you have can't put bread on your table, right? So, Mrs. Dennis Charles, I am happy that I did this, and I'm happy that you could recognize somebody's rising to do that.
Pastor Rodney drew attention to a notable salary increase that the political directorate gave to themselves, while they gave very little hard-working public officers, suggesting that there should be inquiries into who else has experienced this salary boost in Dominica.
The call that the opposition parties have made is to say, you have made us lazy, let's all be lazy, right? Finally, Mrs. Child received an increase of 28% on her basic salary from November last. Ask Mrs. Child who else got that kind of increase. Ask Mrs. Child who else is making more money. Ask Mrs. Child who else in Dominica can pay freely for their medical expense and pay their light bill on time. If you go to Domlek on the 14th and 15th, that's when you see the most people, you know, because they have to scrape for the money to pay their bills. That's where the country is. And Mrs. Charles has been part of the people overseeing that economy for years. The Labour Party has been overseeing that economy for 24 years. And the best you can say is tell people what is coming. You have always been saying what is coming that I've never reached. You telling them what is coming, and you keep telling them what is coming so they can have an Airbnb to make money, Mrs. Charles. I'm really sad that that's the response that you could give. I thought you'd have been stronger than that.
Pastor Randy Rodney, during the 2024 National Math Power Competition on Friday, Assistant Chief Education Officer Robert Geese emphasized the paramount importance of mathematics, asserting that it surpasses English as the universal language. Geese underscored how mathematics aids scientists in unraveling the mysteries of the universe and assist economies in navigating financial situations. He urged teachers, parents, and students to fully embrace mathematics and recognize its profound and enduring significance in their lives.
Math is the universal language, even more than English. It is a language that allows scientists to understand the mysteries of the universe. It allows engineers to design incredible structures and economies to make sense of complex financial systems. It is everywhere around us, whether we notice it or not. From the time we wake up in the morning and check the clock to the moment we go back to sleep, we encounter math in various forms. When we cook, we shop, we plan a budget, we play a game, we're using mathematics. As we go through the different competitions leading up to the finals, which will take place in April, I want us to recognize the beauty and the power of mathematics. It is not just a subject in our textbooks. It is a tool that will empower students to solve real-world problems. It is a subject that will challenge their minds, encourage logical thinking, and teach them problem-solving skills. As students, teachers, and parents, let us embrace mathematics and its significance in our lives. Let's support and encourage the study of mathematics in our schools and our homes. Let's inspire the next generation of mathematicians, scientists, and innovators. Teachers, especially our primary school teachers, I need you to help the students understand the math. Don't just teach it or talk it, but take them out. When you're doing algebra, for example, let's say you're doing geometry, for example, we're looking at circles, we're looking at squares, we're looking at rectangles. Take the students out in the yard. Show them where we're going to use a triangle. Point to the roof. You see the roof? That's a triangle right there.
Mr. Geese is encouraging educators to integrate mathematics into daily activities and praised the ongoing sponsorship commitment of the National Bank of Dominica to the Math Power Competition annually.
So let them see the ability where the mathematics that you teach can be applied. Okay? At this time, I would like to acknowledge the efforts and contribution of the Math Power Contest Committee. Yes, there's a committee that put the competition together. And all those involved in the successful execution, I'm saying that in advance because I know it will be successful, of this competition. I especially want to thank Mr. Vital for all the work he has done and continues to do to ensure that this competition goes through. And while this is not a vote of thanks, I sincerely wish to acknowledge the contribution of the National Bank of Dominica for coming through for us again. And like I said, this is the version of the competition, and NBD has always been on board with us. In fact, in the past, it has been fully sponsored by NBD, but we know of the challenges that all of our institutions face. So this year, they have sponsored, they are the major sponsor, the gold sponsor, and we have other sponsors aboard.
And that was Assistant Chief Education Officer Robert Geese. During the closing news conference of the 4-day CARICOM Summit, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley announced that CARICOM citizens will soon enjoy unrestricted travel within member states. She stated that nationals from the Caribbean Community CARICOM would have the ability to travel throughout the region by the end of March. PM Mottley highlighted that during the CARICOM summit held in July 2023 in Trinidad and Tobago, leaders set a guideline to conclude the process of enabling the free intra-regional movement of CARICOM nationals. She stated that leaders are on track with the implementation of this decision and are scheduled to meet again on March 15th to finalize any remaining policy issues. Joanna Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, has raised concerns about the planned delegation traveling to China for the country's diplomatic anniversary, citing this as another instance of state's resources misuse. He questions the composition and purpose of the delegation, seeking clarity on the number of participants and the rationale behind the trip to China.
So there it is again. There it is. We have another typical example. Okay? A typical example of the abuse of state resources. Huge delegation travel to China. For what? What are you traveling to China with such a huge delegation? Let's just look at some of the inescapable costs for that trip without actually doing a calculation, but we can just have a rough thing. You have the airfare to China, which I believe is in the region of about $10,000. Could be more, like 20 persons. So that's already $200,000. For these 20 persons to travel to China. Like I said, it could be more. You have accommodation cost, transportation, head tax, out-of-pocket or what we call stipend. We have organized sightseeing tours and so on. They won't go up there not to have some sightseeing tours. You have food and, I mean, you just name it. So I mentioned these things to say that it will cost the state a tidy sum, perhaps well over $400,000 for that trip, perhaps even more. Well over that.
Blanchard has raised doubts about the necessity of a larger delegation for the trip, particularly considering its cost. He highlighted concerns about the scarcity of essential medical supplies in the hospital and ongoing issues with passport printing in the country.
Now I'm asking the question, is that necessary, my people? Is that necessary? That trip to China to cost us all that money, is it necessary? We're in difficult times where the hospital lacks basic drugs. Some time ago, we saw the announcement where they could not perform any surgical procedures and so on because of the lack of needles and drugs and what have you. So things are bad. We have no passport books. If you pay for a passport right now, you have to wait for a very long time because they don't have the books. We have printer issues at the registry. Printers are not working. They have no toner and ink for the printers. And it's just commerce. So people are unable to get things like birth certificates and death certificates and so on. That is how we come in Dominica. There are no internet services in a number of public buildings. They can't pay our children tuition at college. NEP workers can't get paid on time. And I understood that there are plans to cut down on the number of NEP workers very soon, perhaps from this month, March. So all of this is happening in the country, where the country is broke. The treasury is broke. Well, at least the treasury on island is broke. Perhaps the one out there is not broke, but the one on island, you know, for sure is broke because we can see it and we know about it.
Joanna Blanchard, the treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, In other news, during the celebration of the 43rd year friendship, Taiwanese Ambassador Fan highlighted the long-standing 43-year friendship between Taiwan and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, with a particular emphasis on joint ventures in the agricultural sector. The ongoing project, titled Improving Vegetable Cultivation Management and Post-Harvest Handling Project, aims to introduce innovation and advancements to agricultural practices focused on reducing agri-product losses through modern techniques. A notable aspect of this initiative is the distribution of seed donations to all participants, symbolizing not just potential crops, but also a promising and sustainable future. Minister Saboto Cesar expressed appreciation for Taiwan's significant contribution, noting the importance of education in providing individuals with essential skills and brighter career prospects. And new estimates from the World Health Organization, WHO, and an international team of researchers reveal that over a billion people worldwide are currently classified as obese. This condition is associated with a heightened risk of various severe health issues.
More than a billion people globally are now considered obese. That's according to new estimates from the World Health Organization and other researchers. Obesity is linked to numerous serious health problems like the early onset of diabetes, heart and kidney disease. The findings are based on data from more than 220 million people in more than 190 countries. Francesco Branca is the director of the Department of Nutrition and Food Safety.
Obesity rates have been in most of the world countries. Only a few countries have been able to keep the rates at 30 years ago. But in general, there's been a large increase both in high-income countries and in countries of lower income.
Between 1990 and 2022, obesity rates for adults more than doubled, while the rate among children and adolescents more than quadrupled. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says implementing measures such as taxes on high sugar products and promoting healthy school meals are needed to help tackle obesity rates. Some scientists also say potent new obesity drugs like Novo Nordisk's Wegovy are tools that may help, but their cost and low availability risk further increasing inequality.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney opines that the DLP administration excels at creating division and misguiding the nation.
It happens.
And he passionately advocates for a change in governance and direction.
Q95.
Taiwanese Ambassador Fan highlighted the long-standing 43-year friendship between Taiwan and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and donated seeds for backyard gardening on the island. And more than a billion people globally are now considered obese, according to updated estimates from the World Health Organization.
As it happens,
alongside international group of researchers.
Or regional and
the news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Nation.
I have been your presenter, Felix Environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95. The